fire burns eternally. We'll travel far, far as the eyes can see. We are the wild and free.
Welcome back, and thanks for joining us for this second hour of our Travel Writers Radio. I'm going to go again. Welcome back, and thanks for joining us for this second hour of Travel Writers Radio on Melbourne's J-Air 88 FM. I'm Graeme Kemlow, and your co-host for this hour is travel writer and editor Helen Hayes. Hi, Helen.
Hello from chilly Queenstown.
You're freezing your toes now, off over there?
A little bit, yes. I had to bring the old down jacket over, but we're talking about somewhere a bit warmer now.
Right.
Reporter Carmen Jenner, based in Perth, took one for the team last week. She was invited by Malaysian Airlines to fly to Kuala Lumpur for some exciting industry announcements. And while it was a 6 to 7 hour flight each way, she enjoyed the experiences on offer over a long weekend, especially the business class seats and a Vespalicious culinary tour at night when the Malaysian capital really comes to life.
Cool. Well, there's been a bit of devotion to duty over there in Western Australia. Our reporter, Carmen Jenner, who's talked to us from various parts of the world, flew to Malaysia and back over all I could really say is a long weekend, which is a long way to go for a long weekend to come back and tell us about some things that are happening in Malaysia. Carmen, thanks for being there.
Oh, no, it was absolutely my pleasure because I got to fly business class with Malaysian Airlines, so that's always a joy.
That's always good, yeah. So yes. What, you took off on, was it the Friday?
I flew out on Thursday and I came back on Monday night.
Righto. Yep. So you flew, this is the service Perth-KL, right?
Yes, direct from Perth to KL.
How long does that take?
Between 5 and 6 hours, so it just depends.
Right, and Melbourne's about...
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
And most of the time we're flying across the continent, or our continent.
Yes, for most of your trip.
You go off amazing how much of Australia there is to cover before you get anywhere else.
Oh, especially from Perth. But we are very lucky because we're so close to KL that going there for a weekend is quite viable and very affordable as well.
So you had a beautiful business class seat. I assume you were fed and watered and all those things happened up there.
And also, I have to say that on the way back, I had a massaging seat and I had a fully reclining bed, so it was incredible.
And yeah, and also, just sort of gently lulls you to sleep, does it?
Yeah. It was, I have never slept that well on a plane before.
Well, there you go. And what sort of aircraft was it, Carmen?
It was a, I knew you were going to ask me that, it's an
A330. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's an Airbus and they're pretty good. And the configuration in business classes, is it 232?
It depends. On the way there, it was 222, I think it was. And on the way back, it was 121. But sometimes it was 122. So it just depends. Yeah. So, but yeah, anyone who was on those one seats by the window were very lucky because
they don't have to rub elbows with anybody.
No.
Well, that's good.
No.
So, well, you've been to Malaysia before.
Oh, yes.
What was special about this trip?
Well, I attended the MATA Fair, which is the Malaysian Association of Tour and Travel Agents Fair. And it was there that I discovered that, with most other people, that Malaysian Airlines have collaborated with Manchester United.
And
that's pretty exciting because we had some superstar legends there, Patrice Evra and Wes Brown, and so everybody was getting selfies. And also they have released or announced that they're going to be having some new seats in the A330neo aircraft. So the economy seats are a little bit more ergonomically designed than their current seats. And they've got extra leg room, and there's 24 of those that have even more leg room.
So is that and like premium economy?
I would say so, yeah. And then they've also released the Collins Aerospace Elevation Business Class seats, which literally are like having being in your own bedroom because they have privacy doors, and you can lie flat. So that was pretty exciting, and I think those are coming in the third quarter of this year.
Well, I think, you know, people doing long haul, as and obviously Malaysian are now flying to Manchester. That's the obvious connection with the football club, the soccer club. But people doing long haul, they'll love that, and that could be a winner for them for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They've also released some new flight routes. They've got direct flights now to the Maldives, Da Nang and Chiang Mai. So those are coming in the following months.
Three popular destinations for you West Australians, I think.
I know. We're very lucky.
To it all, you know. You can do the Bali. Yeah. Everyone knows about, you know, Perth Bali. That's like Melbourne Sydney. In terms of popularity, but the Maldives, the Indian Ocean, that's right on your doorstep.
Yes, yeah, we're very close to that. Sorry, I just have to be correct myself with those direct flights to Manchester. They actually do go via Heathrow.
Okay.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Are they saying that there's much of a layover there?
Depending on which time, but the one I'm looking at is 1 hour, so just a 1 hour layover.
Well, I know Manchester's a big airport. It could certainly take international flights, and a lot of European airlines would be flying in there for very much the same reason, you know, to bring fans to the... And were there a lot of journos up there? Did you have a few?
Yeah, there was... there were actually no other Australians, so I was the only one.
You were very honoured.
I was honoured, yes, but there were a couple from Beijing and India, and I think somebody from Indonesia was there as well, and also Miss Universe Japan joined us.
They pulled out all stops.
Doing her thing, yeah.
Beautiful. So did you get to do much in KL? Did you have some free time after the...
I was very fortunate, actually. I did have a couple of days to relax. So I was staying at the Sheraton Imperial. So
yeah, I know that well.
Had to try out the day spa there, of course. And, of course, I did some shopping. And I did this amazing Vespa tour with Vespalicious.
Interesting. How did that work? Were you on your own Vespa?
No. I was on a vintage Vespa, but I had a driver, thankfully.
Hanging on to this person.
Literally hanging on to this complete stranger, yes. he took me around the city for 4 hours at night, which was a real treat. Because KL really comes to life at night, I think, because it's so hot during the day. At night, it's just all lit up. It's very beautiful.
Did you just do the city, or did you go to each streets?
We went to this Pudu, which is a third-generation Chinese night market.
Yeah.
So we had noodles there. Then we went to Little India and had some tasty curries.
Well, it sounds like you had a degustation, you know, on
the road. I did. And then we went to Chinatown and checked out some of the bars there and the street art, and went to Kampung Baru, which is a little village within KL, and we had nasi lemak, which is the national dish, and of course that was tasty. And then we just drove around, went past the Petronas Towers, and there were just so many people out.
Did you notice much change since you were last there?
I was there last June, and when I went last June, I hadn't been for a few years, so I noticed a big change then.
Yeah.
But this time, even more so, like the towers are literally dwarfed amongst so many skyscrapers, and they're still building them. In fact, there's a new one coming called Merdeka 118, I think it's called, and they're just about to release that, and it's got like a sky deck. It's supposed to be the tallest building in Southeast Asia, right? I might need to check on that fact. So that's kind of dominates the skyline at the moment.
And did you give the credit card a bit of a workout?
Yes. Yeah. I'm not.
boosting the local economy.
I am. I'm not a huge shopper, but in KL it's very hard to resist. There's so many great shopping malls. Yeah.
Yeah, the shopping malls are pretty good, aren't they?
They are. Yeah, they are. And I also did one of those open top bus tours, which I've never done in KL before. And that's a really great way to get around and just take your time
get
and
your bearings.
Enjoy. Yeah.
Yeah, I recommend that. I do that wherever I can.
And me too. Yeah.
And then, you know, make a note of where I want to go, what I want to go back to.
That's right. Yeah.
No, I think that's a great idea. So what was your favorite meal?
Oh, favorite meal.
Did you have any nonya?
No. I would have to say I think everything I ate on the Vespalicious tour was outstanding. Okay. Was the best food I had. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. But well, I have to say,
some of that was street food, though, by the sound of it.
Yeah. But okay. I have to say, on the Malaysian Airlines flight, they serve satays.
Yes.
And it sounds like, you know, you would think that satays on a flight would be a strange thing to have because you normally expect them to be grilled over an open flame, but they were delicious. I absolutely made a pig of myself. So, yes.
No, but they'd love filling you up in business class on Malaysian.
Oh yes, yeah,
the staff
yeah,
are
and
pretty good, aren't they?
They are. Yeah, I mean, I have to say, we were delayed coming home, but it was a testament to the airline the way that they handled it.
Right. Was it weather related, or do you know?
It was a technical difficulty, so we had to change planes.
I'd rather go on a technically good aircraft than a difficult
one. Me too. And I totally agree with you. I was safety first. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. But the way that they dealt, there were a couple of grumpy passengers, of course. But the way they dealt with it was very, you know, gracious. So,
beautiful.
Yeah, it was very impressive.
Well, thank you very much, Carmen. It was interesting.
There's just one more thing.
KL for quite some time. I used to work over there and Thailand.
Yeah.
I travelled Malaysian a lot into KL or I'd fly Thai into Bangkok and I haven't been there. I'd love to see the changes that have come about and so I'll have to make an effort to get up. I think I did an AirAsia trip. That's the last visit I made up there with AirAsia, the cheap airline run by another soccer tragic Tony Fernandes.
Oh yes,
He owns a soccer team in the UK.
Great
that you had a good time and thank you for sharing with us. Have you got a photograph of yourself on the vest?
Yeah,
did you selfie yourself?
Oh, did I ever?
Good on you.
Yep. I just have to say one other thing that was very exciting that I discovered at the fair is that they actually have some free bonus trips. So if you fly into KL with Malaysian Airlines, you can have a bonus trip to several destinations on the peninsula, including Langkawi and Penang.
Well, good.
Yes. So the only catch is that you have to pay for the taxes, but the actual flights are free.
So, and how do you know? Do you only find out you're going to win when you end up there?
No, you can actually go to the website and there's a link under promotions and you can just click on that.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to suddenly beg the boss for another 5 days because you've got a side.
Oh, no. You know in advance. And I've also got this other promotion called Journify. You know, you get all these deals and you can earn points as well when you can with attractions and dining and shopping and hotels. So you're definitely worth checking it out.
Carmen Jenner there speaking with Graham Kemlow about her Malaysian experience.